Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 8, Kashyyyk. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, having picked up their Jedi escorts, the Republic Relief Fleet travels to the Wookiee homeworld of Kashyyyk, there to pick up the first round of supplies intended to begin sustaining the people of Droman Kaas. Across space, Darth Tymu and Darth Zookeel attempt to bring their weapon to full potential by injecting deadly antimatter into the kyber crystal-powered weapon. All the while, a mighty confrontation grows closer and closer as Lord Tihar's fleet prepares to depart for Droman Kaas, where the two fleets will meet.
Again, we must try.
This foolish idea is only going to get us killed. Antimatter is not the solution. It is never going to work.
Increase we have witnessed. Stabilizing the mix, our next step is.
And in every attempt, we've nearly blown ourselves up. This is insane.
Attempting to try, getting the same result, is insanity. Different results we have obtained regularly.
All right, fine. We'll keep trying. There must be something else we can add.
Heat levels. They were spiking, yes?
Yes, every time we attempt to test fire the weapon, it almost superheats to explosive results.
Coolant. What are we using?
A Republic standard coolant. It is supposed to withstand temperatures up to 4,000 degrees.
Tibana, have we tried?
Tibana? But that's a gas, isn't it?
Processed Tibana becomes a liquid, it does. Potential of 7,000 degrees withstand it could.
Do we have Tibana in our fleet?
Everywhere. Tibana used for hyperdrives, it is.
How come we haven't tried this before?
Exhaust every possible resource we had to. Next on the list, Tibana was.
You're so damned infuriating at times.
Cannot help it. Thorough I am. Scientist at heart, always will be.
It simply amazes me with how we're able to infuse the Force into your technological horror you've constructed.
Same principle as building a lightsaber, it is.
That may be so, but it still amazes me at times.
Failed you did. Assembling your lightsaber the first time?
Of course I did. Every initiate does.
Treat this experiment the same you must. Fail until we succeed. We shall.
Very well. I'll have the engineering section divert some of their Tibana to the firing chamber.
Begin preparations to fire. Take time. It will not.
So, what target shall we use? Lord Tirhar's insistent on Dromund Kaas as a test target is a bit zealous, even for him.
Little choice we have. Dromund Kaas, the target, is our job. Complete it, we must.
We should still attempt a test fire and get a baseline for the power output.
Attention, this is the captain. Lord Tirhar has ordered our immediate departure to Dromund Kaas. All hands, prepare for the jump to hyperspace.
Ah, that fool. We're not ready.
Little choice we have. Before arrival, attempt to complete our work. We must. To the bridge I go. Begin early preparations, I shall.
I shall contact you as soon as we have the coolant installed.
Across space, the Republic Relief Fleet, aided by the Republic's primary military fleet, emerges from hyperspace above the planet Kashyyyk. Cargo vessels touch down on prearranged landing pads, and loading begins. The Logan Star also lands with the cargo vessels, and each of the four Jedi are assigned to oversee the security of the supplies being loaded.
Impressive how quickly the Wookiees are loading these ships. At this rate, we'll arrive at Roman Kras early.
I wasn't exactly expecting to be on guard duty.
And I wasn't expecting to be paired with you, Freud. I was expecting to be looking over the ship.
Well, I guess the idea is to give me some real responsibility, but not unsupervised.
I am no one's babysitter.
No. But to be fair, a few months ago, I was the galaxy's biggest hothead.
Anyone is capable of change. You've shown you've been able to for certain.
Just because I'm a little more cool-headed doesn't exactly mean I've changed all that much.
You sell yourself short, young Jedi. You're in charge of making sure these supplies are loaded and secured. It's no small task, and you're handling it well.
After my encounter in the cave, I guess I'm a bit more reflective? More aware of what's around me. Does that make sense?
More than you know. Look at me. I was almost gutted like a fish. I was lucky to regenerate, and the only thing that changed was my voice.
Do you mind if I ask, how many times have you changed? And does violence usually trigger the transformation?
Truth be told, I stopped counting after 14. And yes, each time I was brought to a near-death state.
That's kind of awful. How can you stand it?
Normally, one doesn't attempt to bring it on with violence. Usually, it begins when the body has naturally reached a certain age and our cells decide to regenerate.
Is it painful?
I would describe the process as warm. Kind of like wrapping up in a blanket.
I guess that's not too bad.
Unfortunately, it can sometimes lead to unexpected consequences. Loss of memory, motor skills, even our sense of taste can change.
It's funny. I've never heard of a race like you before.
To my knowledge, I am the only one of my kind in this galaxy.
So you don't believe you're naturally from this galaxy, then?
That? Or my planet was lost in time and my species died off. Either way, I am alone.
Well, you have us at least. That has to count for something.
I admit, my life has gotten much more stable since meeting you and your Jedi friends.
Then I'd say it was all worth it in the end.
My chest wouldn't entirely agree, but yes, I do believe that is the case.
You also seem to have made friends with HK-35 pretty quickly.
This is true. The droid and I work well together. I am surprised we are not paired up down here, to be honest.
I believe Master Vaughn wanted to have HK-35 coordinate the entire operation from the Sojourn itself.
Is something troubling you, young one?
No. Well, maybe.
Best speak of it and let it be known, lest it eat you up from the inside.
Iden saw something in his gathering trial. He won't talk about it, not with me or Master Somnus.
You believe this is some kind of problem?
That's the problem. I don't even know if it is a problem. Ever since that trial, he's become somewhat distant with me. With all of us.
He has been spending much time with his mother. Are you sure you're not reading into it too much?
No. I can appreciate and understand wanting to spend time with his mother. It's when he's with us that it's most apparent.
He is normally the type to keep things hidden from you?
No, he's... well, I guess he is.
You don't sound convinced of that.
He lied to me. For years, about who he was, who his parents were. I thought he was an honest person, but he kept it from me.
He wanted to protect you, didn't he? Why is this bothering you now?
We used to share everything. Or I thought we did. And now, silence. I guess that's what's bothering me the most. He just won't talk to me anymore. He's my best friend. Shouldn't I be trying to get him to open up?
Perhaps it would be best to let him come to you. Sometimes, it's best to let someone process what needs to be processed. His experience in the cave may have been more intense than yours.
I guess I didn't really consider that. Our masters implied the gathering would be different, and possibly intense. But they didn't say exactly how intense it could be.
Then it seems that Aiden may need time. Give it to him. If he's as close to you as you say, he will, in time, come to you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Come on, we've got a few more ships to finish off.
Back aboard the Sojourn, Darth Tankil has managed to sneak into the ship's primary engineering deck. Sticking to the shadows, she skillfully places several explosive charges, preparing for the final part of her mission behind enemy lines. Upon completing this task, she would slip into a small storage compartment and open a communication signal to Lord Tihar himself.
My lord, if you are hearing this, respond.
Ah, Tankil. I trust you've completed your mission.
I've primed the charges for detonation. Once the attack begins, the ship will be disabled and your assault can begin.
It will require careful timing on our part, Tankil. We must secure a path to the Sojourn before we can obtain our prize. Now it will be your job to ensure the hangar bay remains open for our boarding teams.
I've managed to gain remote access to the hangar bay doors. The Republic officers will have no control over them during the battle. I've ensured that.
Yes. Excellent. Very good, Tankil. You may yet redeem yourself for your failure to secure the prisoners months ago.
I live to serve, and I will ensure no failure this time.
Good. Now what can you report on our targets?
The two boys have completed much of their training. Albeit, they have been rushed, and the two masters have accompanied them.
What? Two masters?
It seems that, unspokenly, the one known as Vaughn was rather quickly given the rank of master, given she has taken one of the boys as her Padawan.
Oh, so it's merely a title for her then. She hasn't truly earned it.
I would not underestimate Vaughn, Master. I have had a chance to witness their training sessions aboard the Sojourn. She is quite skilled with the lightsaber.
And the two Padawans? How do you evaluate them?
The one known as Kai, who is our primary target, has changed dramatically in the months since our initial encounter. He is now calm, collected, and has an unusual amount of determination now driving him. And his skill with the lightsaber is surprisingly adept for someone so young.
Yes, he will be hard to break. And the second?
Aiden, the son of Senator Weber, has proven himself to be a studier of the Force, though he isn't confrontational. He prefers to remain on the defensive, analyzing his opponent and striking when opportunity presents itself.
A guardian and a counselor.
Together, they make a lethal combination. Separating them may be harder than expected.
Indeed. Their masters will likely be with them at all times. It will require both of us to ensure their capture. You will focus on the Padawans. I will tend to the masters.
What of Taimu and my sister? Will they be joining us?
No, not directly. Their task is to take command of the fleet and ensure the test firing of the weapon on Droman Kaas itself.
I see. Is it wise to play our hand so openly?
Even if the weapon doesn't work at full capacity, the targeting of Droman Kaas will ensure our escape. The Republic won't abandon the planet if we attack it directly, given its already delicate state.
Have they managed to solve the problem?
Focus on your objectives, Tankeel. Taimu and Zukiel know what they are doing.
I understand, my lord. I will see it done. We shall be departing in a matter of hours.
Good. We will be in place for your arrival. Tihar, out.
Now to get out of here.
Oh, excuse me, I am so sorry. I didn't hurt you, did I?
No, not at all. It was my fault, honestly. I wasn't paying attention to where I was going.
Phew. Sorry. You're my mother's assistant on this trip, aren't you?
I am. She's a force to be reckoned with. What she wants, she seems to get.
She's dedicated to her craft, and has a leadership quality that many lack in the political world.
You mean she genuinely cares?
Yeah, exactly. In turn, it seems people are willing to follow her anywhere and do anything for her.
You must be proud of her accomplishments, then.
I am now.
You weren't before?
Well, I guess before I was rather closed-minded when it came to her work.
I don't understand.
For the longest time, I believed she loved her work more than me. I've come to realize that I was wrong.
I see. Have you told her this yourself?
Not as yet. I'm sorry, I shouldn't really be talking about this.
No, please, forgive me. I asked too many questions that are personal.
Oh, it's quite all right. Somehow I feel we've met before.
No, I don't believe we have. I've been living on Corellia for the better part of 3 years. Unless you and your family have visited at that time.
That might be it. Anyway, I must continue with my duties. Do you need assistance?
No, I am finished here and will be retiring to my quarters for the remainder of the trip to Droman Kaas.
Very well. Enjoy your rest. I'm sure you've earned it.
Thank you, young Jedi. I shall rest much easier knowing we're under your protection. Good evening.
Something isn't right. I know her from somewhere, and I would have remembered seeing her on Corellia. I should speak to Master Somas about this. She felt cold.
Speaking privately aboard the Logan Star, Teresa voices her concerns to Somas on the rapid training of Kai and Aiden.
Master, their training has been accelerated so quickly. How can you be sure that they're ready?
Because I knew the master who trained you. And I trust you to have done right by your Padawan.
We both know that this was forced upon me. I had no choice but to teach him. I wasn't trained to be a teacher.
If this had been a normal situation, you would have had the chance to naturally adapt to the role. But you've done a fine job.
Kai may be a bit more level-headed, Master, but I can sense his uncertainty, even after his gathering. And Aiden, he's withdrawn into himself.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right there. He saw something during his trial. Something he doesn't wish to speak about. There is a very good possibility that what he saw may have frightened him.
If we're not careful, Master, he could begin to stray. Fear is the first stage of falling to the dark side.
I don't think we're quite at that stage, Teresa.
He's strong, but even the strongest of us can fail. The last decade has proven that.
And what would you suggest we do? Confront him directly, and potentially make the situation worse?
Certainly speak to him, but not so aggressively as you're implying, Master. Are you okay?
I don't know. I sense something dark on the horizon. But I don't know where it's coming from.
I've sensed it too. I believed it was our destination.
Dromund Kaas may be a planet seething in the dark side, but alone, I don't believe it's the source. No, this is much closer.
Closer? You mean on this ship? It's not the boys, is it?
No, they're quite all right.
Larian?
Definitely not. Larian has proved their loyalty at this point.
Master, do you have a moment?
Of course, Aiden. Is Kai with you?
No, it's just me.
It is unlocked. Enter.
Hi, Miss Vaughn.
Would you prefer to speak to Somas alone, Aiden? I can...
No, actually, it's something I should speak to both of you about.
What's wrong, Aiden? I sense your confusion.
Have either of you ever had images of the future come to you?
You mean a vision? If so, then my answer would be no.
I haven't either. But visions aren't unheard of. Why, did you experience one?
Yes, it was during my gathering trial. I saw things that made no sense. I could only assume that they were of the future.
Please, sit, and tell us what you saw.
There were a few different ones, and they seemed somewhat disconnected.
Start with the one that seemed the most clear.
First, I saw Kai and me. We were mourning someone. He was so angry. It was a woman who died.
The death of a woman? Could you tell if it was someone close to you both?
I don't know. I never heard a name. He just said she.
I see. And the others?
One was of the new Sith Lord, Tiaha. He'd captured you, Master Vaughn, and was taunting you over the destruction of the Republic capital ship.
Well, I can't say I'm completely comfortable at the idea of being a prisoner again.
In another, Kai was seeking revenge for some kind of slaughter. I've never seen him so angry.
They murdered them! How can you sit back and let them live?
Interesting. Kai was quick to anger, quick to leap into action. But I don't see that in him anymore.
I have to agree. That particular vision may have simply been a flight of fancy.
Well, there was one more. Master Somas was shouting at us to run. You were trying to fend off four Sith all on your own.
These visions are strange indeed. They imply dark times are ahead for us. But you must remember, not all visions are true. Some are simply manifestations of our own self-doubts and curiosities.
So what should I do? They haunt my dreams.
Ultimately, time will play out, revealing which to be false and which to be true. But to dwell on them, it's not wise.
Master Somas is correct. Dwelling on them is only going to make your fear grow stronger. Remember what we taught you about fear?
I know. It's a fast way to fall to the dark side.
Perhaps you should confide in your friend.
I would, but I don't want him to be afraid too. I'd rather spare him the worry.
Your drive to protect him is admirable, Aiden. But in this case, I believe it would be better. Kai is still somewhat coming to peace with the fact that you kept something hidden from him for years. Perhaps this will be a stepping stone to healing that divide?
You needn't go into detail. Just tell them you had visions, and they were frightening. That should bash things up, I believe.
Very well, Masters. I'll go find Kai. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome, Aiden. Get some rest. We'll be on our way to Drummond Cass soon.
Rest well, Padawan. You'll need it for the days to come.
Been listening to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 8, Kashyyyk, a Typhon Entertainment Group production, based upon the movie series Star Wars by George Lucas, which is copyright The Walt Disney Company. Starring Justin Cabantine as Kai Aaron, Andrew Leatheron as Aiden Weber, Vernon Vincent as Darth Taimu, Heath Martin as the narrator and Lord Tirhar, Bonnie Bogovich as Darth Zukeel and Darth Tankeel. Doug Nelson as Larion. Eric Schneider as Somus. Tom Antonellis as Captain Barius. And Julie Kennedy as Teresa Vaughn. The episode was written and directed by Jeffrey Lincoln. Editing and mixing provided by Andrew Leatheron. Music is from the Star Wars movie series and Knights of the Old Republic video game series, based on themes by John Williams and Jeremy Soule. Original soundtrack provided by Adam Mullen. Sound effects drawn from the Star Wars films, StarWars.com, and various other sources. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence is a non-profit fan production created for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, or any other copyrighted works heard within this work are copyright to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Through the Force, all things remain in balance. But to what side do they lean? Doubts temporarily halted. The Heroes of Light begin the final leg of their journey toward Drummond Cass, where a mighty confrontation will take place that will alter the fate of the galaxy. To the victor go the spoils of war. Next time on Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 9, Saboteur.
Once upon a time, 27 years after the bombs fell, there were two people, a vault dweller and a California girl. They met and sparks flew. That's when things got interesting. Once Upon a Wasteland is their story. Follow Elizabeth Kirby and Odessa Valdez as they pursue their happily ever after in the post-apocalyptic Appalachian wasteland of Fallout 76. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and many other podcasting platforms. Once Upon a Wasteland, a Fallout 76 love story. Available now.